Welcome to this week's HMD Radio Show. Tonight we're going to have new music from Earthless and Harsh Toke Split, Farflung's new album, and Bedouin. Plus, I'm going to be drinking 8 Degrees Single Hop Citra IPA, and also Beaver Town's Blood Orange IPA. Bloody hell, it's called. Pick myself. Here's some Sisal Dances.
Yeah.
Five-Odd, Empathy with the Enemy off Target Earth from a couple of years ago, and before that was Suicidal Tendencies, Pleasure Allegiance off the Hell I Love Tomorrow EP. So yeah, it was announced the other day that Voivod are going to be playing here, and when is it? It's the 15th of November in the Voodoo with Conan and Entombed AD. That's looking like it's going to be a fucking cracker of a gig. Looking forward to that. So tickets are going on sale on Friday. It's on the Voodoo. It's a small venue for it. It'd be a great venue to see, but I wouldn't be surprised if it moved, although maybe none of the other places are available. But yeah, looking forward to that one. So with that in mind, I'm gonna play something off the recent Entombed album, Dead Dawn. This song is As the World Fell. We'll be right back. That's the opening track of the new Farflung album. The album was called Five, and that song was called Hive. It's a great opener. I'm looking forward to listening to the rest of it. I'll report back next week on my findings. And then before that was Entombed AD. So I'm on to the first beer, because the next track is going to be a long one. And I'm drinking the 8 Degrees Citra IPA. It's a single hop IPA, limited edition. It comes in, I think it's worth 5.7%. And from the opening of the bottle, there's a lovely bang of tropical fruit. And it pours kind of cloudy, orangey, nice head on it. And it tastes lovely. It's a very nice example of a good single hop IPA, but Citra is one of those hops, I think, that are, it's so bloody great, and you can do so many nice things with it. I've had a few single hop Citras, and yeah, it's kind of a, if you like Citra, it's a bit of a no-risk brew. It's hard to do a bad one. But this one, like, you know, that's not to take away from what they've achieved with brewing this. It's a lovely beer. And I look forward to trying many more of them. So if you see it in the shops, it's only out for a limited run. So grab it while you can. Okay, next up, I'm going to play something off the Harsh Toke Earthless Split. And believe it or not, I'm not going to be playing the Earthless track. I know, I'm a total Earthless fanboy, but this week I'm leaving that. Play it next week, maybe. I'm going to play the Harsh Toke one, because it's more in the lines of what I'm in the mood for at the moment. This is Mount Swan. It's a long one, so sit back and enjoy the wig out. We'll be right back. that was Harsh Toke, Mount Swan, taking off the new split they have with Earthless. You'll hear the Earthless song next week. It's a much mellower affair. So yeah, that was 20 minutes of fairly awesomeness. So what am I going to play next? I hadn't even thought this far ahead. Actually, I have a new one from Bedouin. The album is called Blood of the Fall. Although it says it's from last year, but it says it's only released this week. So I don't know who to believe. Anyway, what song will I play off it? I'm going to play Blood of the Fall, title track. We'll be right back. That was Bedouin, Blood of the Fall. I expect to hear more off that album in the coming weeks. So I'm moving on to the next drink. It's Beavertown Bloody L. It's Blood Orange IPA. It's 7.2%, so packs a nice punch if you're not too careful. It's I don't know if it's a limited edition, but it's a fucking damn tasty beer. It's brewed with, what is it? It's Magnum, Citra, Simcoe, and Amarillo, which give it a nice citrusy, orangey feel. The IBUs are 55, but that's balanced out by the alcohol, I suppose. And yeah, they just use extra pale malt in it. It's pours quite, it's cloudy, very pale yellow, but it has a nice creamy head. Or maybe that's just because it didn't wash the glass after the 8 degrees. But it's lovely. It's so smooth and real warm taste to it. Not warm because it's been sitting in this room with me for the last quarter of an hour and it's heated up, but it is has a real silky velvety taste. But it comes in a can, really nice packaging of a blood orange skull. It's deadly. Beavertown do nice cans. Their artwork is usually top notch, and this one is more of the same. The Bramley Apple Saison, still my favourite can that they did. It's an embossed one that I reviewed about a month or so ago. Definitely Blood Orange IPA, Bloody L from Beavertown. Give it a go. The only downside to it is that it's like a fiver a can in the off license, so you won't be drinking too many of them anyway. So there's our two beers, two fucking cracking beers this week. So if you see either of them in the off license, be sure to get both of them. I haven't played any bands with black in their title yet this week, so I have to rectify that straight away. Been playing a bit off this album the last few weeks. It's Black Heat, Shifting Mirrors, and this track I'm going to play tonight is Ballad of Zeta Brown. And then I'll be back and do a bit more talking, and then I'll wrap up after that, probably get two more songs in. We'll be right back. quick link before the show finishes, and that was Blackheat. Their album is Deadly. Check it out. And show's pretty much over. If you want to get in touch, you can email hmdradioshow@gmail.com or on Twitter at @hmdradio or the HMD Radio Show on Facebook. So until next week, stay tuned to the next show. And I'm going to leave you with Godflesh. I came across this EP last week. It's Godflesh and Loop, or Loop Flesh, or Flesh Loop, one or the other. It's each band doing a cover of the others. So this is Godflesh doing a cover of Loop's Straight to Your Heart. I'm not too sure what the original is like, but yeah, it's Godflesh. I've been doing a lot of Justin Broderick stuff the last few weeks. So until next week, good luck.